We mentioned this morning in the learning of the Omed, Psochim Daf Kuf Zayin, the difference between Kiddusha Rabba, which is the Kiddush that is made in the daytime, and Kiddush Hayoim. Kiddush Hayoim doesn't mean Kiddush in a day. Kiddush Hayoim means you mekadosh the Yoim. You mekadosh the Yoim b'knisosoi at the onset of Shabbos. That's the Kiddush that we make, the Nusach to mekadosh the Yoim. That's Kiddush of Lel Shabbos. Kiddush Rabba, some Mishraim say it's called Kiddush Rabba b'loshin Sagi Nohar. Sagi Nohar means a blind person. Sagi Nohar means an abundance of light. A blind person has zero light. So why do we call it Sagi Nohar? The opposite. So Kiddush Rabba, it's a kodesh Kiddush. It's only a gofen. It's not the whole Nusach. It's called Kiddush Rabba. The Rishbam says it's Kiddush Rabba because the Hagofen is said by every time you have a Koshel Brocha, so it's Rabba. It's in numerous times mentioned. But Kaporim, Kiddush Rabba is the Kiddush in the day, it's only the Rabbonon. The Kiddush at night is the Raisa. You know, Yoitza, maybe Ali de Tfil already, but Kaporim, they're Asmachua, the Zacher Alayayin, that the Kiddush Alayayin has an Asmachdom in the Raisa to Mekadosh. If someone wasn't Mekadosh by Tfilah, for sure it's the Raisa. Kiddush in the daytime is only the Rabbonon. What's the reason you make Kiddush in the daytime? In order that your Suda should not look like a regular weekday meal. A regular weekday meal, you break bread, you eat, and then you have a drink during the meal. In order to show that it's not a regular weekday meal, so you have Yayin before the Suda to show that it's not a regular Suda, I made Hagofen beforehand. That is the purpose of the Kiddush in the daytime. But it's the Rabbonon. So it's B'Shem the Biskur of Reb Velvula. He said that in a way, Kiddush of the Yoim, even though it's Rabbonon, is more chomer, klapi the din of partaking and drinking from the Yayin, all the participants. Why? Because Kiddush at night is a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs, so HaMekadosh Tzoch Shiyitoim, and once the Mekadosh is Toyim, everyone is Yoitzu with the team of the Mekadosh. You don't have to have every individual drinking. They want, they could. Koyshel Brocha, Gvalde Gezach, the Gemara says that Meshagel Le'ishtoi, every time he had a kosher bracha, he gave to his wife after Birchas Hamazon the kosher bracha to his wife. Take a sip. That's she's bochum me'el. So kosher bracha is a gewaldige bracha. You don't have to run to all types of shtetlach in Europe to bakum and brachas and skulas. The Gemara says a bracha. Kosher bracha kadesh is bochum me'el meshagel le'ishtoi. So that's the biggest bracha a person can have. The Gemara tells us a bracha. But al kaponim to drink from the night kiddush is not a chiyuv. There's a day in Shulchan Aruch that you can have Mole Lugmov being drunk by other people, other participants, not even the Mekadosh. And not just even other people, it can even be done b'tziruf of numerous people, as long as it's done b'chdei shtiyas revius in a time span. Otherwise it's a hefsek. But the point is that at night you don't have to drink. One person has to drink, the Mekadosh or someone else. In the daytime, said the Biskrov, Inwaz Rabbonu is Mochomer. Why? Because being in the daytime, the whole purpose is to show that it's not a vachendik, a regular weekday meal. How do you show it's not a weekday meal? By having hagofen and drinking before the suda. So every person has to show that it's not a weekday meal. Bishlema by night, it's a regular koshel brocha. I'm yoitze betimas amakadosh. But in the daytime, I'm showing it's not a weekday meal. How am I showing? By drinking. By hearing, not just hearing the brocha, by drinking. So a male is an Indian, more of an Indian even, to drink in the daytime. That's one way of understanding the Biskrov, Birchas Avrom, Rabbi Avrom Erlinger brings another pshat. He says that be'etzem it's a Birchas Hanenin. At night it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So Birchas HaMitzvahs, you can be moitzi. But Birchas Hanenin, you can't be moitzi someone in Birchas Hanenin until he's Nen himself. So Memele, every individual would have to drink, and that would be the reason why it might be Chomer in this aspect more than the night Kiddush. In addition, we know that you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. Kiddush Makom Suda is pas. The Beis Yosef brings, even if you drink a shtiyas revias of yayin, is also called makom suda. The yayin itself makes it makom suda. Magen Avraham says, "Hu adin mini tagima." Tais says it's not like that. Tais seems to imply only pas. Even mini tagima, chamesh mini dogan. The question is, but makom suda you for sure need. And people are noyik to do that. They're going paskins dafka pas, so you have to have pas. But the point is, in the daytime, people have kichlech with herring or whatever they have mini tagima or mezoinis. Nobody does this at night. Why not? Because you don't have an appetite? I don't know if that's the reason. You don't see people making kiddush at night and then having herring with mezoinus. Why not? Because since at night it's a derais nikadin, so we don't want to be soymech on the din of mini tagima, it's considered makam suda, By the Rabbonon, they could kiddush with soimich on mine tagima is considered makam suda. But by the Raisa, we're not. That's the reason why at night nobody does it. There is an exception. There's one night that many have a minhag that they make kiddush even on mezonos. When is that? By the hakofes at night. Because the hakofes at night, the Chaznish explains, that hakofes, the kiddush, is not a derais of the kedin. Zocheo le'yayin is only on Shabbos. Masha'enkein, by Yontif, it's a different, it's not the same pasuk. So in Mele, that kiddush is the rabbonon, so over there you can hoda, you can be soymich on, people are soymich, some of the yeshivas, in the fifth hakova, they make kiddush, lav dafka, they have a meal, pass, but they soymich even on chamesh minidogen, which usually don't do at night, is because it's taka the rabbonon to get kiddush. Now, we mentioned, said I'm going to fear Ois. Lemaisa the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that the Chama Medina that the Gemara discusses on Dafkuf Zayin is only b'mokoyim she'ein yayin motzui. That means if a person doesn't have yayin, then he can take yash, he can take Chama Medina, which is coffee, which is tea, which is sheikhar, like the Aruch Shulchan says. It fluctuates, it changes, different kufas. But a kapon Chama Medina is b'mokoyim she'ein yayin motzui. So what is taka the minik and the masham in Shubas is melamed zchus. He says they were made to me and they told me that the heilige Rabshitzer used to make kiddush Shabbos in the tog even on yash on a glazel pachas mirvias. So he's melamed zchus. Say what's the pshat? Avad what he did was harav bakoidish. But what's lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch state? B'mokim shein yain motzui. Then you can drink chamedina. Plus, you have to have a mole lugmov, which is roiv revius. You have to have a kois of revius. You have to drink mole lugmov. But the kois itself has to have a revius. So even a one-ounce glass is not a revius, even the smallest shear. Chaim Noya. So what's the pshat? So he says as follows. He says, the Masham is a tshuva, and he says as follows. He says that the Rambam says that even if yain is matsui, and it's common, and you can have a wine closet worth thousands of dollars right in front of you, you still be able to make kiddush on yash in the daytime. Why? Not at night, in the daytime. Because even the Gemara that says that Cham Medina you do, the Gemara is talking about Dafka by Havdalah. Or maybe even in the daytime, but not at night. Ein mekatshin. Unless you're stuck and you have no pass, you have nothing else. But in the night, be'etzim, if you have no yayin, you do pass. In the Shal Shudas, there is no by Havdalah, there is no pass. So in Mela, that's how the Magid Mishnah explains why by Havdalah it's Chamedina, because there's no pass. But if you have pass, you do pass before you do Chamedina. But the point is, in the daytime, over there's no Kiddush Bepass either, because the whole vart is you have to show a differentiation between a regular meal. So Hagofen differentiates. If you're just going to make Hamoitzi, that's a Kiddush on the pass in the day, then Vaita, it's like a regular weekday meal. So in the daytime, there's no Kiddush on pass. You have to have Yayin. But if you don't, then what's the pshatak in Yash? So the Rambam says, even if yain is matsui, if most people drink it, if it becomes a drink that's norm by people, so it gets a din of Chama Medina. That means, even if yain is matsui, pashas, it only din Chama Medina. When yain is not matsui, then you can utilize, then it becomes a din Chama Medina. But the Rambam says that even if it's matsui, but if most people do it, then it becomes a din Chama Medina. So it was vice versa. It was a thing that was very nohug. It was common. So it was something that was drunk. So a mele, even if yain motzui, it has a regular din of cham medina. Now, the etzem din of a glazer, which is less than revias, so the Taz already says the gavi brocha achroina. We know you make a brocha achroina only when you drink a revias. Even by coffee. Coffee, it's not kadeshti as revias because it's a hot coffee. So if you take a sip at a time, you don't make a brocha achroina. The only tzad to make is if you drink a revias at the end and it's already cooled off, you drink bevas achas. But otherwise, it's not because kadesh tias revias. Zok the Taz, that which you need kadesh tias revias is by a regular drink. But if someone is satiated by that drink, so then you make the brach achroina even pochs mikavias. That's at the other cholik on the Taz. But like upon him, the Taz says clearly, if someone is satiated by a glazel of Glenfiddich, yash, so then he makes a bracha achrona even less than a revias. Because that's a derech, the oifen of drinking it. You don't drink a cup, 5 ounces, you drink a glazel. So that's the oifen that you surveyor from it. So even pochs mi revias, you make a bracha achrona. So just like you mevorech achrona, according to the Taz, even if it's less than a revias, because the maisa you're satiated by it, you're not going to drink a lot. Drink a lot, you become shikah. You're satiated by a certain amount. So hu adin, when it comes to the din kiddush, you can be mevarach because that's the derech to drink, even though it's not a kois that has revius. That's the chiddush. I'm not saying that this is you have to run to do, but upon him, if there are those that are noyik to do so, ich fizach nishta zoi. When others that only do it when there's yain is amotzi, that's something else. But those that are noyik to do it, akoponim, Friedeke Truva spoke about this to be lametzrus to understand akoponim what's the pshat and the minik of chamedina pachas mirvius by Shabbos kiddush in the daytime.